a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
Bucket. Okay. Milk bucket. Because Papa used to have one made out of metal. Never, I've seen those other kinds, but we never did have one.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
You call it a frying pan.
Okay.
That's what we call them.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out of? That thing where you can turn
spigot.
The water on and off. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
A spigot.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard where the water
spigot.
Comes out of? When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
In a sack.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a... What?
Oh, I forgot what you call that kind of sack. What kind of sack do you... When the feed comes in a big sack. Well, I can't think, but I know what kind it is.
Well, I'll come back to that.
Well, you come back to that. You used to get it because when you buy feed for stock, you buy it in those big sacks.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But it was, I thought of it as a sack. It's heavy stuff, but
uh-huh.
I don't know what you call it.
Okay. Just a sack? Is that what you call it?
No, it's something else. It's both kinds. It's that heavy sack. It's that heavy stuff that's kind of like a homespun. And then it's that other kind of sack. We used to get the feet, but I declare, I know what it is, but I just don't know what you call them.
Would it be one of these? Burlap bags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burlap sack?
It's been so long since I've heard anybody say anything about any feet.
Would you call it a croaker sack?
Croaker sack, that's it. That's right.
Croaker sack, crocus bag, croaker bag, gunny sack, gunny bag?
Well, something like that.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument? It's about the size of this thing here. And you put it to your mouth and blow on it.
Oh, it's a harp?
Uh-huh. What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
No, I don't know. You?
Could be called, it says here, breath harp, French harp, Jew's harp, Jew's harp, and mouth harp. But I don't know what, you know, which one.
Which one, though? It was some kind of harp, but I don't know what you call it.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle and children sit on
it
and they ride it up and down, okay?
We used to seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round, something that goes around this way?
Well, now I never did know much about one because we never did play with a merry-go-round much when I was a child.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd call it, but... It's made out of plank. I don't know what you put down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Oh. What's that? Grinding stone.
Grindstone.
Because they used to put them down and grind it with
right. Now, what I want you to do now is suggest some different kind of wood fences. You know, there are several kinds made out of wood.
Well, I'm not much on the fence problem. I've seen fences, but I don't know what kind of wood it was.
Okay. Suppose there was a fence like this, and it had pointed stakes up, and it like...